Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Home Ministry's high-powered committee holds talks with leaders of Ladakh in New Delhi over various issues. India moves up to 9th position globally in terms of total forest area, continues to rank 3rd in annual forest gain. India's renewable energy capacity surges 5-fold from 35 gigawatts to over 197 gigawatts in 11 years. In the run-up to Bihar polls, RJD promises government jobs to Jivika Didis. BJP calls it a hollow promise. IMD issues heavy rain alerts for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and North Andhra Pradesh. And Olympic gold medalist Neeraj Chopra conferred the honorary rank of Lieutenant Colonel in the Indian Army. The Union Home Ministry's high-powered committee is holding talks with leaders of Ladakh in New Delhi over various issues. This is the first formal dialogue on key issues since violence in the Union Territory last month. A dialogue mechanism has been established with Apex Body Leh and Kargil Democratic Alliance through the Home Ministry's high-powered committee on Ladakh. Our Leh correspondent reports that Ladakh's delegation is likely to put forward the core demands, which include statehood and inclusion of Ladakh in the sixth schedule. India has achieved a significant milestone in global environmental conservation, moving up to the 9th position in terms of total forest area globally. It was revealed in the Global Forest Resources Assessment 2025, released by the Food and Agriculture Organization in Bali, Indonesia. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav has said this remarkable progress underscores the success of the government's policies and programs aimed at forest protection, afforestation, and community-led environmental action. He informed that India continues to hold the 3rd position in the world in terms of annual forest area gain, reflecting the nation's consistent commitment to environmental protection and sustainable development. Mr. Yadav also highlighted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's initiative, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam, which is inspiring citizens across the country to plant trees and contribute to a greener and cleaner tomorrow. The country's renewable energy capacity has witnessed a remarkable growth, rising over 5-fold from 35 gigawatts in 2014 to over 197 gigawatts today. This excludes power generated by large hydropower facilities, the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy said. The government has set an ambitious goal of achieving 500 megawatts of non-fossil capacity by 2030. The ministry underscored that the country's renewable growth story remains one of the fastest and most forward-looking in the world, evolving from speed to system strength and from expansion to enduring integration. In the run-up to the Bihar Assembly elections, political parties are making several promises to woo the voters. Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav has made a bold promise that all Jivika Didis will be given permanent government jobs if the Grand Alliance comes to power. On the other hand, the BJP has termed this a hollow promise. BJP's Nityanand Rai criticized Tejaswi Yadav's promises to Jivika Didis, saying there is no substance in their announcement. He said these promises are meant to spread confusion. He said the happiness that has come into the lives of Jivika Didis is because of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. Addressing a press conference in Patna, Tejaswi Yadav announced that each Jivika Didi associated with self-help groups would receive a monthly salary of 30,000 rupees along with health insurance and other benefits.
We have decided after holding talks with Jivika Didis that community mobilizers will be made permanent employees of the government. We will enhance their salaries to 30,000 rupees per month.
On the other hand, the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has asserted if the NDA returns to power, the pace of development in the state will be further accelerated. The BJP state president, Dr. Dilip Jaiswal, expressed confidence that the people of Bihar will once again give a clear majority to the NDA in the assembly elections.
जिस तरह से इन लोगों ने आपसी मतभेद और टिकट बंटवारे में
पीपल आर रियलाइजिंग द डिफरेंसेस एंड कैरेक्टर ऑफ अपोजिशन पार्टीज दैट दे हैव शोन ड्यूरिंग द टिकट डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन द ग्रैंड अलायंस दैट इज इनकेपेबल ऑफ डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग टिकट इन राइट वे विल नॉट बी एबल टू रन द गवर्नमेंट ऑफ बिहार
वो महागठबंधन बिहार का सरकार नहीं चला सकता
Union Minister and Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas President Chirag Paswan took a dig at the Grand Alliance over the seat-sharing formula among the constituent parties. He expressed hope that the NDA would form the state government on the 14th of next month. He said the people of Bihar have understood that if the Grand Alliance cannot keep together the five parties in an alliance, then they will not be able to keep Bihar united. Several former members of parliament are trying their luck in the upcoming state assembly elections. Many of these candidates had lost in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. Our correspondent reports that the Janata Dal United has fielded the highest number of former MPs from different assembly constituencies.
The BJP has nominated former Union Minister Ram Kripal Yadav as its candidate from Danapur Assembly constituency. Former Member of Parliament from Sitamarhi, Sunil Kumar Pintu is contesting the Assembly election from the Sitamarhi constituency on a BJP ticket. Former Member of Parliament Chandreswar Prasad Chandravansi is contesting from Jahanabad as a Janata Dal United candidate. Former Member of Parliament from Bhagalpur, Sailesh Kumar alias Bulo Mandal is contesting from Gopalpur on a JDU ticket. The AIMIM has fielded former Member of Parliament Monazir Hassan from Munger constituency. The Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD has nominated former Member of Parliament from Munger. Veena Devi is contesting as an RJD candidate from Mokama. Prasant Kishore led Jan Suraj Party has fielded two former Member of Parliament in the Assembly elections. Sarfaraz Alam from Araria, P. Dhirendra Agarwal from गया टाउन कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसी धर्मेंद्र कुमार राय आकाशवाणी न्यूज पटना
The BJP today hit out at RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav over poll promises by his party. Briefing media New Delhi party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said Tejaswi Yadav has now started making statements that mock the entire electoral process. He said earlier Mr. Yadav had claimed that every member of a family would be given a government job. Mr. Trivedi said any sensible person can understand the absurdity of this promise. He said Bihar's population is around 13.5 crores, and by that logic, just the salaries alone would cost nearly 29 lakh crore rupees, while the total budget of the state is only 3.17 lakh crore rupees. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. President Draupadi Murmu offered prayers at the hill shrine of Sabarimala in Kerala today. The president, who is on a four-day visit to Kerala, reached Pathanamthitta from Thiruvananthapuram and proceeded to Pamba, the base station of the hill shrine, by road. More from our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu reached Pamba Ganapati temple today, completed the traditional rituals, including tying of Irumudi, before proceeding to Sabarimala. The president proceeded to Sabarimala temple in a special vehicle for her historic visit. The president had darshan at Sabarimala Sannidhanam before the noon pujas. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
The GST Bajat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting people across all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Ladakh.
The recent GST reduction across a wide variety of products and services have impacted Ladakh's rich economy, bringing relief to artisans, farmers and small enterprises. Under the revised tax structure, GST on handloom products including Pashmina, wool, Namda rugs from Leh and Kargil have been reduced from 12% to 5%. This move has improved income stability for local herders and artisans, increasing the potential for export growth. It has also helped in lowering the production cost and encouraging the revival of traditional handicraft practices. Meanwhile, the tax rate on hotel rooms, priced up to 7,500 rupees has been reduced from 12% to 5%. The reduction have made travel and accommodation more affordable, particularly during the busy tourist season. This step has also supported the growth of ecotourism and local homestay economy. Overall, the new GST reforms are unlocking wide-ranging benefits for Ladakh's economy. Shivang Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Intermeteorological Department has said the low-pressure area over the Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a depression. An alert for heavy rain has been issued for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and North Andhra Pradesh. In Tamil Nadu, schools have been closed in Chennai, Chengalpattu and Kanchipuram due to the heavy rainfall. Meanwhile, the Regional Met Department in Tamil Nadu has predicted widespread rainfall in most of the coastal districts of the state for the next 48 hours. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin chaired a meeting with senior officials of the government and also conversed with the district collectors in rainfall areas over video conferencing.
The Met Department has predicted extremely heavy rains in Tiruvallur and Ranipet today and heavy to very heavy rains in some places at coastal Chennai, Tiruvallur, Chengalpet and some interior districts. The Water Resources Department has issued high alerts for residents along the Adyar and Kosasthalayar rivers with significant increase in the release of surplus water from Chembrambakkam and Poondi reservoirs which supply water to Chennai. The measures have been taken to ensure dam safety amid rising inflows impacting low-lying areas. 3,500 acres of salt fields have been affected in Viluppuram district due to extremely heavy rain warning. 64 teams have been formed in Tiruvallur district and more than 500 trained volunteers have been called in, according to District Collector M. Pratap. People living in low-lying areas in Chennai have been shifted to 125 shelters and more than 1 lakh people were given breakfast today, according to the state government. More than 24,000 first responders are working in the field as teams to assist in various capacities. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
In Uttarakhand, the doors of Gangotri Dham located in Uttarkashi district were closed today according to tradition on the occasion of Annakoot festival for the winter season. A large number of devotees were present on the occasion. We have more from our correspondent.
After the closure, the ceremonial idol of goddess Ganga in a festival palki began its journey to its winter adobe in Mukpa village, accompanied by military band and local musical instruments. The palki will halt tonight at the Markande temple. Tomorrow, the idol of goddess Ganga will be enshrined in the Ganga temple in Mukpa village, where devotees can offer prayers during the winter season. This year, over 14 lakh pilgrims visited Gangotri and Yamunotri Dham during the season. Meanwhile, the doors of Yamunotri and Kedarnath Dham will also be closed tomorrow on the occasion of Bhaiya Dooj. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Two-time Olympic medalist javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra has been conferred the honorary rank of Lieutenant Colonel in the Indian Army. The pipping ceremony was held in New Delhi today in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi. They officially promoted Chopra by placing his new rank insignia on his uniform.
Neeraj Chopra joined the Indian Army as a junior commissioned officer in the rank of Naib Subedar in August 2016. He was awarded the Arjuna Award 2 years later and then received Khel Ratna Award for his performance in the field of sports in 2021. Neeraj was also promoted to the rank of Subedar in 2021. After his historic gold medal in Tokyo 2020, the 27-year-old Indian athlete was awarded the Param Vishisht Seva Medal, the highest peacetime medal of the Indian Army in 2021. He was promoted to the rank of Subedar Major in 2022 and also became a recipient of the Padma Shri Anupam Mishra. Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Home Ministry's high-powered committee holds talks with leaders of Ladakh in New Delhi over various issues. India moves up to 9th position globally in terms of total forest area, continues to rank 3rd in annual forest gain. India's renewable energy capacity surges fivefold from 35 gigawatts to over 197 gigawatts in 11 years. In the run-up to Bihar polls, RJD promises government jobs to Jeevika Didis, BJP calls it a hollow promise. IMD issues heavy rain alerts for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and North Andhra Pradesh. And Olympic gold medalist Neeraj Chopra conferred the honorary rank of Lieutenant Colonel in the Indian Army. And with that, we end the midday news.